What's up, guys? Welcome to Beyond the Gym Floor. This episode starts out a little heavy. We started asking Jason about religion, and it's always fun because he gets really uncomfortable. So that was a good chat to open up the conversation. We then talked about the motivating factors of whether you're actually just too comfortable and what happens when you become a little bit less comfortable and how that will actually motivate you to do more. We unpack some concepts around whether you're a magnetic person and how to leverage that, and whether maybe you're less magnetic and how to make that work for you, and just the percentages of people in gyms that actually have that. And we went on some other wild tangents, like have you ever wished that your partner would just die so you didn't have to break up with them, and other fun things like that. Enjoy the episode. Don't forget, obviously, like, share, subscribe, leave a comment. We're getting lots of DMs lately about the content, which is awesome. Lets us know we're on the right track. Always open to questions in the DMs as well if you want us to talk about anything specific. Standout PT is open if you want to go check that out on the website. If you want to do some free shit, then we have the Standout PT scorecard, which you can measure yourself against what we believe is the gold standard in the industry. Most personal trainers struggle with who they can actually compare themselves to, where they actually get information from. If you're just comparing yourself to Reg in the PT room, it's not really a benchmark as to making it to the top of the industry. So go check out the scorecard, see where you're winning, see where you're losing, and we'll give you the resources to bring those lower hanging fruit items up for you. Sweet. Enjoy the episode. We'll see you next week.
Have your feet gotten bigger as you've gotten older?
I don't know if it's because I've got older or because I've gotten heavier.
Older, heavier, we'll put those two in the same basket.
I actually think it's more weight related.
Yeah, okay.
Because when I lost a lot of weight, shoes fit differently.
Yeah. I tried on a pair of shoes today.
These are like borderline. They're like narrow fit Adidas.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I tried a pair of shoes on that I forgot I had.
Mm.
I'd never worn them before. And they don't fit. Hurt some feelings.
Are they good?
Yeah, pretty good. There's Space Jam LeBron's.
I'll give you $10. Oh,
Space
really?
Space Jam LeBron's.
I won't give you $10 for them. You can sell them for a lot of money.
Yeah, I reckon I could sell them for, I don't know, $300,
and I wouldn't wear them anyway.
They're pretty cool.
They've got a lot going on.
Yeah. They're like two separate shoes.
Yeah.
I think I got the Bugs Bunny and is it Roadrunner and the Coyote or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got one of each.
That's sick.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But yeah, I went to put it on and then I was like, I'm going to ruin this shoe if I put this on.
Yeah, that's disappointing.
And it's going to be uncomfortable, so then it's like the resale value. And
yeah, I notice all my J's are looser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Maybe I'm just too fat. Okay. Lose weight.
Just, yeah.
Another part of it. Yeah, another part of the universe telling me to lose weight.
Yeah.
Skinny jeans aren't fucking cool anymore. Can't fit into
that's my
shoes.
The vote happened. Skinny jeans are done. They're done.
They're only done because you don't have a lot of big lifting humans on your...
So when you think about skinny jeans though, because I was thinking further into this topic.
Mm.
Like, do you consider these skinny? Because these are okay,
what
I believe.
I don't know what a skinny jean is. I just thought it was fitted.
No, so fitted and skinny are not the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So if you have...
Maybe because I've never worn a skinny jean.
I think if you have 100% tactile... But every part of the leg, I think you are beyond. You are in skinny jean territory.
What
I think.
Do you know the difference, Dan?
I don't know the official difference, but my interpretation is it hugs your calves all the way down to the ankle.
So are these skinny or no?
A skinny jean
for the ear people. I have cuffed chinos on.
Those are a little bit not skinny.
Yeah.
But
so you're talking like they're like skins, but they're jeans.
All of your jeans are skinny jeans.
Yeah.
Mine?
Yeah.
Mm.
Like they hug your calf, hug your
quads.
And there's not much give around the ankle or the knee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you have to buy stretchy material because if you didn't have stretchy material,
little bit stretch,
would...
We'll be able to get them off.
You have to walk right in, man.
Yeah, so those...
I'm going to have this coffee or this podcast is going to be so slow.
You have a bit of room around your knees and your ankles. So it's not too...
Yeah. Yeah, I think these are...
Yeah.
Mm.
Even the quads aren't.
Yeah.
But like, so my... So where I can't understand this, right, is if I put those pants on, no offense, the calves are going to be tight.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's not based on... the jean. It's the person wearing the clothing. It's like this top is really oversized, right?
Yeah.
But then if like fucking Big Ramy puts it on,
it's fitted.
It's tight.
Yeah.
So it's like
you have to go to Gasp to get oversized.
That's
a life goal. I don't think I'll ever tick off
to buy something from Gasp.
Look big in a Gasp top. I don't think that'll ever happen.
I mean, I've got one. I was like so small. I was so tiny.
I remember us looking at them when I was like 75 kilos. Like, I'm going to get one.
Yeah, I bought one and I thought I was massive.
In double XS, and please, I was not.
It's funny when like you kind of thought you were massive and you were not. You know what I mean? Like when you look back.
It's about the confidence.
Yeah. It's the body dysmorphia coming out.
Yeah, fuck. So I was going to go on about it on the... we'll talk about it on the other podcast. Never mind. I'm going to do this. It's doing it backwards. It's too hard for my brain. I can't understand it.
Yeah.
What'd you think of the return to Lara Golf Club, mate?
Yeah. I was pretty happy with my game outside of the first hole.
Yeah.
I hit some pretty good shots. The course itself is horrible.
So, you know how I was like... I was only 3 shots different on the front and the back.
Mm.
But I was like, the front was so shit. It's because I had the birdie.
Ah.
Yeah. So I was actually 5 shots worse on the front. Yeah. I just lucked out on a hole.
Yeah. You hit that bullshit shot. There's no, like, look, let's be fair. If we're getting birdies, the shot leading in is probably bullshit.
It was the exact distance I wanted my 6-iron to go,
it
Jason.
It just went
it just an rolled
inch off
the whole way. In the middle of winter and still made it.
It's got to be straight. Yeah. So, yeah. That was hilarious.
It was like, you probably wouldn't have any context for this, but so in cricket you have turf wickets and you have synthetic wickets.
Yeah.
So when like your juniors and the shit like grades play on synthetic.
Yeah.
I felt like we played on synthetic on the weekend.
It was like a totally
it was just
different.
Like this is golf for beginners. Yeah. Just hit forward and go.
Yeah. It was not a challenging day out.
Mm.
But yeah, the golf game's all right. I feel like I've had 3 decent days out.
Yeah.
In a period of time where I've enjoyed myself playing golf.
I just need to stop being so hard on myself.
Yeah, and that's what I've stopped.
Yeah.
I've come to the very easy realization when you actually think about it.
Yeah.
That golf is an incredibly hard sport to be good at.
Very challenging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if I played golf as much as I went to the gym, I would be good.
Yes.
And I'm not willing to do that.
Yeah. And if you're built like our mates that are good,
yeah,
it'd be a lot easier.
Yeah, if I stopped going gym and did the 10 hours a week of golf,
yeah,
you would be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My wonderful wife sent me this week. It was a reel.
Yeah.
Only 55% of all golfers break 100. It also takes a new golfer on average 1 to 2 years to achieve under 100.
Nice.
So if you've broken broken 100, don't underestimate yourself.
I like it.
There's a feel-good like story for your Wednesday morning.
It makes me feel good. I get under 100 sometimes. In recent...
Yeah, yeah. I get really upset if I don't now. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So once you go
under... I kind of want to hit low 90s. So I feel like I'm good.
Yeah.
But then it depends on the course, like we spoke about. Like, if the par 68 and you hit 98, it's like it's fucking 40 shots over.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's it. Yeah. Playing Shep and Gisborne and not playing Werribee anymore... It's like it's been a learning curve.
That's why I didn't come to Gisborne. I'm like, I need a confidence boost. I don't want to be shadowed just yet. I'm going to go there.
I want to show you my house. It's like you've only seen it with boxes and shit. And you're like, nah. Fuck Gisborne Golf Club.
Not playing golf there until I think I'm good at golf again and it can just crush me.
Just give me until I'm ready to be crushed
give
again.
Give me the reality check that I deserve when I say I've clocked it.
Have you ever watched sport in particular, and wished that you were religious?
No.
I know that's a really weird question. I'm going to go somewhere.
There's
there, but...
not been many times where I've even thought about religion.
I'm having a moment. Having a moment. So we watch CrossFit Games every year.
Yeah.
To be fair, we haven't watched the men yet. We've only watched the women because it was on like 3 weeks ago.
I feel like the women's more exciting.
A lot of them are religious, hey?
Yes.
CrossFit is.
Yeah. So on the CrossFit thing, and I was like, I even said to Amy, I'm like, am I just a creep? Like, why do I like the women so much more?
I think because it's like super fascinating to see
weapons.
The physiques.
Yeah.
And then their abilities.
Because you don't see as many jacked women in other sport.
Yeah. Not like that.
And then,
So the other thing is, the men, when they peaked with their, like, they did, like, a Fittest on Earth doco, and then they did a few others, and, like, the documentary era of CrossFit that, like, built it up, all those people still compete in the women's. And then there was, like, only one guy
that still competes.
That then retired, and then there was another guy, and then he's retired. So it's like the men, you don't have that personal story. It's just people lifting weights.
Yeah.
So it's like when people watch Formula One for the first time, and it's like,
where's my
cars go vroom in circle, boring, and then they watch Drive to Survive. Mm. It's like, now you care about
personalities.
Yeah. You care about fucking the Haas team in 20th.
Because
you like Gunther, you know what I mean? So
everybody has a soft spot for Haas.
Yeah, it makes a real difference to your viewing experience.
Is that because the life cycle of a male in CrossFit is lesser than a female, or it was just that you got those people on the tail end?
The women's in general has been closer, like tier one, 6 or 7. But before that, there was only like a couple of multiple winners. Like you only won 2, maybe 3.
Yeah.
Whereas like Froning won 8.
Yeah.
Then Fraser won, maybe he won 7, Fraser won 8. Someone's yelling at me. I don't fucking know. Google it.
There were two people that won lots of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Froney won heaps of them. He was a super massive dude. That looked like a bodybuilder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, Matt Fraser.
He's the only one I know.
Matt Fraser actually looks natty.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, it's passable.
Yeah.
Because you see him next to everyone else, and you're like, yeah, I'd believe you're natural.
Right.
Maybe some GH just for the recovery and stuff, but like, yeah, low on the testosterone.
Minimum effective dose, we're talking.
Yeah, so he sold his programming to Hybrid, Steffi and that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, so smart move. He was like, I don't want to build the thing, they've already got it.
Yeah, so this is what I do.
Yeah.
You just do it for me.
Yeah, and then he went on Rogan and talked about it.
Hey, dog.
Jesus. Just embarrassed too, that face.
Yeah, yeah. It's okay. It's all right. There's not many people in here with judgment.
Watching the CrossFit games, I noticed, there was one of them in particular, like after she was the only mum, second mum maybe ever to podium.
Oh, yeah.
Overall for the whole event, like whole thing.
Yeah.
And after one of the events that I think she won the event or PB'd her lifts or whatever. And she's just like, oh, I just like spoke to God and asked God and like just allowed him that if it was going to be, he would let it happen. And I was just like, I wish I had something to just defer to like that.
Yeah.
Because it just takes all the...
Like the
weight off. It's just like, righto, if you want it to happen, it'll happen and I'm just going to go do my thing.
But does that mean that you like kind of blame someone else when it doesn't go your way?
Well, the thing is just like, well, obviously it wasn't my time.
Yeah, it's like, oh, God didn't want this to happen.
And that's it.
He didn't want me to lift 300 kilos today.
And that's it. It's just like, oh, it wasn't for me today.
Yeah.
And you just let go of...
You weren't good enough?
Yeah. Because you're just... It's something else. So interesting. Yeah. So then I watched Quarterback, the new Netflix series.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
Quite good.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's as good as all the others, like Drive to Survive and Breakpoint.
Does it have all multiple quarterbacks?
3.
Yeah.
But it has Patrick Mahomes.
I was just about to say.
Yeah. But you actually like Kirk Cousins from Vikings.
Oh, yeah.
You actually probably like him as much, if not more.
Yeah.
Like, Pat's like a boss.
Yeah, you kind of know it already.
But, yeah, Kirk's like this Christian, wholesome... family dude that just like plays football on the weekend. It's really cool.
Yeah. Right.
And he took them to the champs, NFC champs, AFC champs.
Minnesota Vikings. Yeah. That was last year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The year before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a really good series, but same, he's super like, just like, defer to the big dude. And then if the big dude wants it to happen, then we're on. I'll just do all the work. And then.
So if we rock up, has this already happened when the intensive comes out? When we do the intensive?
Yeah, I think it was yesterday.
Yeah, so then, is it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, because this won't come out. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that means that I can just put it up to the big dog. Because he'll welcome me back regardless, right?
I was going
to
say sorry.
God's merciful and shit.
Yeah.
And I can say, make it happen. Make me deliver the best intensive workshop ever. And if I don't...
So you don't have to worry about it then. You just have to, like, it's like I've done, like, you can obviously achieve this state of mind without religion, right? Like, yeah. I've done all the work. I believe in myself. I can.
It's the stack of proof, blah, blah, blah. Right?
Yeah, but it's so often just the way people who have it communicate. It's just like you're just so comfortable,
yeah,
in whatever happens because you believe in a higher purpose and a higher plan than the moment. It gives you so much freedom.
Mm.
That's what I'm trying to articulate. Is that part?
Yeah,
I think that's really cool.
Do you think there's more barriers to your own ability by not allowing a higher power to take care of that those things for you? So you're one of those people then, like, everything happens for a reason? Like, are you one of those people where you're like, everything happens for a reason? Like,
I'm not, but I am sometimes envious of that.
Of that mindset?
Yeah. Because I can
elaborate.
I think you can stay way more neutral in life if you believe that.
Yeah. I guess you can kind of cut the cord a bit quicker. Because, like you said, it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
And you're just like,
yeah, that's it.
Just like, it wasn't my day.
Yeah. And you can miss out about it. And it's just like, cool. Now we.
Yeah. Rather than like, not good enough. And
yeah,
I wasn't good enough on the day or whatever.
Yeah. It's just not there yet.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. But that's it. It's like, whether it's universe, which is like the everything happens for a reason, karma, all that sort of shit, or an entity that's like, God has a plan for me, and this wasn't my plan to win the Super Bowl this year. Like, you know what
I
mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So, or to make the business deal or whatever it is. Yeah. So, yeah, I just wonder if that gives you more freedom.
I wonder how many successful athletes are religious.
A lot.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was thinking, like, does that mean, like,
Jordan's religious just with himself.
When it gets real hard.
Because he is God.
Yeah. Takes a lot of things personally.
Yeah. But so many.
Yeah, I wonder if, like, to get to that level, for some people, like, they, instead of talking to themselves, they have to talk to someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah. To, like, leave it out there to...
Yeah. I had a thought about it, but I... It's walking on a line of being disrespectful to people who are religious. And I don't mean it as that, because I'm actually envious of it. I wish I could, like, switch it off, you know what I mean?
Switch what off?
The overanalyzation.
The lack of logic?
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, that's what I don't believe. I'm like, this doesn't make fucking sense.
Yeah,
like,
but it's... I think that's... They... People who express religion in the way that I... resonate with would defend that to say you're missing the point. It's not about whether he literally walked on water or literally was resurrected. It's like that you're missing the point. It's the idea is you're serving a higher purpose and blah, 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 blah. So I get that side of it. But, like, you know, like, again, I don't mean this disrespectfully. When you look at some bodybuilders and you're like, your lack of, and I don't want to say intelligence because that's where it gets like attacking. Yeah. But it's like your,
just said it.
Yeah.
Gotta rephrase that.
Your simple way of thinking
in
bodybuilding has allowed you to achieve the outcome because you don't overcomplicate things. You don't overthink things. You don't, like, how many, like, athletes you know that are like too smart.
Yeah.
To be good athletes. Like, Branch Warren's just like, yep, lift weights, eat fish.
Yeah, work hard.
Done. It's like, he became what he is because he didn't complicate anything. I just wonder if it's the same. If you're just let go of the hyper-analyzing, logical...
Are we just talking about in life or...
Yeah. And as an athlete, as a business owner, as whatever.
Yeah.
Because I wonder if it gives you more freedom to try shit too.
Yeah.
Because really...
It'd give you... I know. Yeah. So you live your life... You would potentially live your life a little lot differently, and your mindset or even how you, like, deal with, like, good and bad is really different as well. So, like, rather than, like, Thursday being, like, a really hard day of the week, you might be able to kind of see some, like, you know, alternate lens of just, like, how to take in those, you know, those situations or deal with hardships and stuff.
Yeah. But it's like everything our generation's trying to do in absence of an entity is prayer, and prayer's the thing. Like, if you talk about, like, you're missing the point, it's like looking towards something else is the thing that people are looking for. So it's like, what is a grateful log? It's fucking prayer. What is journaling? It's prayer. What is mindfulness and meditation? It's prayer. It's all the same. It's the same habit that we've had for 6,000 years, longer.
Yeah.
But we're just expressing it now because we live in a culture that's anti-religion because religion's confused with population control and politics. This got heavy.
Yeah. I'm not the person yet to have a religion conversation with, to be honest.
But yeah, I'd find it really interesting. Because, like, I know you haven't done shrooms yet. But, like, I've had dialogue with a thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, is that thing just my subconscious?
I would argue it is, but...
And say it is, and say when you pray... So the cool part of the doco that I looked at, Amy, I was like, fuck, I wish I could just let go and buy into that, was putting his kid to bed. It was like, thanks for, like, staying safe during the game, not getting hurt. Thanks for mum. Thanks for your, like, brother. Thanks for this. Yep. We pray for this in the future, this in the future, this in the future. Yep. I was like, everyone should fucking do that before they go to bed every day.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. There's elements of... Like, that part of... That's, like, just kind of, like, being grateful, like you said.
Mm.
So, that part of it I can subscribe to. And the way that some of the morals are developed around things like family and relationships, et cetera. Like you said, I just can't get around the story. Like, you take... So, let's take every god out of the equation.
Yeah.
And... And then if you think about the way in which that said God says you should live your life.
Yeah.
If you subscribed to that, that is fine.
You'd probably be a good person.
I think you would be in most cases.
Aside from a few things that, again, there's are always actually...
extremism, right?
Yeah, when you look into it, it's like, they only said that thing once.
Yeah.
And they said, don't wear the same colored clothing. Or no, don't wear different colored clothing like 10 times. And you really hung up on this thing you said once. Like,
yeah, I think if you take like the main points of like the what they wanted to... Because people would argue that religion was there to make people behave in a certain way.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like thousands of years ago to stop everyone fucking each other's wives and killing each other. They wrote this book.
Yeah.
Someone wrote this book and went, if we try and get people to believe this shit, we'll stop fucking each other and killing each other, right?
Yeah.
That's...
Which stories are...
The argument, well, whatever. But it doesn't matter because...
You could argue that stories are what separates humans from everything else.
Yeah. From agreed. Animals. 100%.
Because it's passed on knowledge.
100%. But yeah, well, so irrespective of whether the story was real or the thing or the person was real, the way you're... It's said that you should maybe operate.
Yeah.
Is still kind of alright.
Yeah. I think it was Peterson early days said he's never answered the question whether he's Catholic or religious or not.
Yeah.
But he's always answered, I live as though God is real.
Yeah.
I was like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do you know who Jelly Roll is?
I don't.
He's like a country rapper hybrid kind of thing.
Cool.
I'll send it to you. You'll love it.
Yeah.
It's great. who kind of some of his music is about religion without the politics element.
Yeah.
So it's just like, how do you create a relationship with something else? And he's like been to prison and like all that kind of shit. Like he's, It's an interesting kind of when you remove that and just say, well, what is the story? Like we talked about Iron Man on the last episode. And it was like...
The hero story.
Yeah, it's lost in a cave, had to figure everything out, built the thing, and then on the back end of building the thing was like, I need to help everyone with this thing.
Yeah.
And that was like, oh, cool. It's an amazing hero journey and that's someone that we could look up to as an inspirational story.
Yeah.
Personally, I think the stories of religion are like that. I think the stories are what are important, not
So Iron Man is Jesus?
Hey, fuck it. Let's start a new one. Let's start a new one.
Someone probably has.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do it.
I think, do you reckon...
Not anymore, because Marvel's gone shit. But
yeah, true.
We'll have like Marvel 10s will be the religion. So it's just like only the 2010s movies. Yeah, after that, not included.
You're bad. I wonder if...
We're either going to have the biggest numbers ever at this point or none.
Yeah, I'm going with none. I wonder if where religion's like less common now because like life's easier.
Definitely.
Yeah, so like...
Definitely.
Because I know my grandparents heavily religious. Like I spent most of my childhood at church with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because that was what they did. And they had a really... really tough upbringing. I would argue one of the hardest upbringings, lived underground, yep. World War II, fucking you name it, bombing raids every day, scarce on food, water, resources, you know, everything. And then what gets you by in that situation?
Yeah. You need an explanation.
Yeah, well, you need something to keep you going, right? There's no TV, there's no YouTube. Like, there's no, like, calling your friends in there saying, like, it's going to be okay. Yep. Like, you're literally living underground in the dark.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just all these like miracle shit happens. Like, there was like a bomb that entered a church and didn't go off. And, you know, it's just like kind of adds a bit of fuel. And it's like, oh, well, fucking earth.
Yeah.
Like, this is a thing now.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then you've got other places and other areas that have experienced extreme hardships and like, you know, evolution of technology and society and stuff has made life easier. So there's less of that, like, oh, you know, please God, make this happen or give me the strength for this or, you know, allow me to get through this time and whatever. And it's like, who knows, like maybe at some point the people in this room, when you experience extreme hardship, you might get into a situation where you're like, it would actually be useful to do that right now.
Yeah.
But we don't really do it.
Yeah.
Like we very fortunately probably have maybe on one hand or less the hardest things that we've ever gone through.
Yeah.
And then if you even trade them off to other people, like, you know, I think Alex says it, it's like, even though you're unfortunate, there's someone else who's like way more unfortunate than you. They were born in a different gender, different society, different religious views, whatever, and they get treated a certain way and they've still done better than you. So it's kind of like that. It's like, it's probably just a semi-reflection and even my view on it coming from a religious family to be like, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
It's just like life's just too good to even think about using it the way you should.
I think people like you and me who are contrarians by nature. The rules thing taints the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And just seeing things play out. It's like, well, my parents didn't work out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've had good people die for no reason.
Yeah.
Just like it, but it's the logic, right? Yeah. And it's not being able to see through the logic and go and taking benefit of all of the other stuff. It's like, even though this might not be true, bro, like there's all this other stuff that you could benefit from if you just get to just break through this roadblock that you have.
Yeah. And be comfortable with, almost comfortable with contradictions.
Yeah. I think what would make it easier too is like the community. They were just like, sometimes just a bit too much.
Yeah.
Like everywhere you kind of try to immerse yourself, it's like, it's just too much.
Yeah. You know? I tell you what, total change of direction. So before we keep going, I just want to give you guys a little message about our Standout PT program. So Standout PT has been designed for personal trainers who want to sustain a long-term career in fitness, but right now they're sick of chasing clients. They're not making enough time for money and they're super frustrated with the results that they're getting in their business and they can't see themselves being here in 3 to 5 years' time. If you want to know more about the Standout PT program, head to stcfitlearning.com, head to programs and all the details are there and you can book in your free exploration call where we can have a look and see whether or not that would actually be a suitable program for where your business is at right now. And back to the episode. Something I did a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
Was mute anyone that I considered competition.
Oh, I did that ages ago.
Fuck, has it made a difference?
Yeah. I just muted people that, like, when I looked at their thing, I was just like, oh, like, I just flicked through. Yeah. Just, that's really good, really valuable.
So if you're a trainer. So we did yesterday. We did mentality, well, 2 weeks ago. Mm. Whenever this comes out, you just have to get used to living 2 weeks behind us, guys. There's too much shit to do. We can't release on the spot anymore.
No.
Such a high percentage of like what's holding you back in your business was fear of judgment from other people.
Yeah.
And a imposter syndrome, doubt of if they're good enough.
Yeah.
All of that. And I think so much of it, like I think, shout out to Tyler, said social media is great because you can get so much access to good people and good information, but it also makes you feel so inferior sometimes.
Yeah.
Because you're not at those people's level.
Yeah. You get a snapshot of where you think someone's at.
Yeah, and the worst part is most of them fucking lie, but...
Yeah. Well, that's the hard part.
Yeah.
Is you're getting a snapshot of what someone might have taken 5 hours to make.
Yeah.
To portray a certain way.
Yeah, and even just like, I made $15,000 in sales today. It's like, you didn't.
Multiplied it by the...
Yeah, you just hope that those people stay for a year. I've said, I never forget a coach that we have serious beef with, one of his students, like... sold 30 grand in 14 days at a retreat, and then I reckon was in within 2 months, closed the home business and went to a gym because they were struggling.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, didn't you sell 30 grand 2 months ago? What the fuck did you do with the 30 grand?
Yeah. It kind of trickled.
Just didn't get it, paid it. Like,
Or it trickled in at 500 bucks a week.
For 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
People forget.
Yeah, one thing I want to try and do, and maybe it'll change, and I'll like make me eat my words if it does, but one thing I always want to try and do with us is always like the weekly thing. Like if we're going to talk about us, it's what we actually got paid, and if we're going to talk about our clients, it's what their reoccurring payments are.
Yeah,
it's never, we sold this amount.
Yeah, I sold 200 grand this month.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me know when you've collected it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever done that.
No, we laugh about it behind the scenes. Like, oh, did 50K this week. Yeah, put it on Instagram.
Yeah,
like,
bruh.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an interesting dynamic.
Not about it. Jeez, we went from religion to shitting on business coaches.
I felt like we needed to pivot real quick.
Killing me with the religion talk.
Jace gets so sweaty. It's the best.
Oh,
for the ear people, Jace is like just starting to cool down now.
Yeah, it's rubbing my knees so much.
This is the flip side to... well, this is going back to show you guys what happens when we record before Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have energy. Ish.
Yeah.
Ish. I did say before this is the tiredest
I've been. I thought today was Friday.
Yeah. I fucking don't know what day it is.
Yeah.
Just know that there's a lot to
I'm
do
hoping
this week.
I come back next week and I'm just like, I've seen God or whoever he is, and then I'm ready to go again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Are we talking about that?
What do you mean? Oh, no.
Oh, no. Okay. So
I don't know what's going to happen.
We'll talk about it next week then. So your boyfriend and my boyfriend were on the same podcast.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I listened to a little bit of it.
Yeah, it's 3 hours, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't commit to that yet.
Well, we're going to make a whole podcast out of the first 25 minutes. So thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
As always, I should send Chris an email. Like, thank you for propping up our podcast when I don't have anything to talk about. Because you make interesting points and then we apply it to fitness.
To fitness, yeah.
But so far, so good. Better than... the last one that they did. I thought he was just going to be selling his book real hard the whole time. And there's so far been zero about the book. So I'm impressed.
I'm sure the book's going to come out at some point. But so good on him.
The big launch thing?
Yeah, seen that.
The audiobook's for free on his podcast.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So he's got two podcast episodes that are the book.
Yeah?
Yeah. So he's just released it, the audiobook for free. So you can obviously still get it on Audible, but it's on Spotify for free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The paperback's like $50.
I wasn't ready for it today. Yeah, I'm gonna buy it on Kindle.
I think
I need to read it. I think
I need a book. Yeah, I'm not gonna do it.
Yeah, I'd like to listen to one again. Now that I have read it,
probably like both. To be honest, yeah. I'd like to read it. I'd like to have it on audio and have the book.
Well, so they think the best way to absorb information is to do that.
Yeah,
I think get an audio book and read it at the same time, and it's like goat level.
Yeah, I think I might do that.
Yeah.
simultaneously?
Yeah, so you go through, as the person's reading, you go through the same. Oh, geez, it'd be hard to do the opposite.
I'd so be impatient.
Yeah, but that's the point, right? So, because if you just listen to it, you wander off.
I get you.
And if I read it, I have to read the same sentence over again. I'm like, fuck, I didn't get that.
And then you also, with the way memory works, like obviously you go to visions usually, but there's also sound. So you can hear someone say something.
Yeah.
So when you're reading, the memory, the way it'll store in your memory is increased by being able to hear at the same time.
I think it'd be cool because then you can just go back to if you like get hung up on something.
Yeah.
And you can just go back and then keep going.
Yeah.
It's almost like subtitles.
Yeah.
Almost, yeah.
Yeah.
It's reverse subtitles.
Do you use subtitles?
Nah.
No?
I can't because I focus too much on the subtitle. I don't watch.
You learn. Trust me.
I do. Give it because... a week.
In a movie?
Yeah.
No, you know why? Because modern cinema / everything has...
Action's too loud, words are too quiet.
No. Oh. Because you're not wrong. But... because they don't equalize is the main thing. Like, there's real loud parts and real quiet parts, but they're able to do that because microphones have gotten so good.
Yeah.
So actors don't have to project anymore.
Yeah.
So they just like speak at whatever volume they need to. And you're like, why is this so quiet? Because it actually is quiet.
Yeah.
So that's why it's okay to turn on subtitles and everything.
I just fucking hate turn up, turn down.
That's it, yeah.
Or like,
oh, that bit.
Yeah, you do shit, you do something and then you can't hear it or someone else does something. Like, you start eating chips.
Yeah,
like, fuck, I can't hear now. Turn it up. Oh, and then you stop eating chips and it's too loud now.
The old chip packet gets me. That shit in the fucking bowl, bro.
No, but you're chewing on it.
Oh, no, it's the packet for me. That's probably just my...
Yeah, when people try to sneak it in the theater, it's just like, do it quick.
Yeah, just fucking open that thing.
Yeah. Rip the Band-Aid off quickly. So how do we get here? Subtitles. Audiobook.
Yeah.
Audiobook. And your boyfriend on the podcast. Jesus, our boyfriends Christ. On the podcast.
So the first line, the first note that I've taken from this podcast is so heavy, like heavier than the religion one.
Yeah. You're like, this got heavy. You started heavy.
You ready?
Yeah. Fuck, why not? Straight away.
Tam, can you look up the name of the comedian? Just search Netflix comedian relationships.
Okay.
I think it's Josh. So, you might not have been through this because I know you've been with Steph for a really long time. And you might not have had adult relationships that...
were meaningful?
You didn't... Yeah, that were serious enough that you would need to go to this place.
Yeah. Most likely not.
So, there's a... So, they were talking about, like, the concept of... I'll use kilometre because we're Australian. We don't talk about miles.
Miles.
You will walk... Say if your boundary is if it's a kilometer, I'll walk. If it's more than a kilometer, I'll drive. Got it?
Yes.
Practicality wise, well, practically, you would drive 2 kilometers faster than you would walk 1.
Yep.
Got it?
Yes.
Concept is if you, the pain of walking 1 kilometer isn't strong enough to get you to drive. So you'd actually be better off if the walking was harder because you would drive sooner.
Yeah.
And that is like then life. So like your relationship's not bad enough to leave.
Oh, yeah. Same with your job.
Your job's not bad enough to leave. You're not making shit enough money as a personal trainer.
To go find another job.
Or do the calls you're supposed to.
Or do the
posts you're supposed to.
Or make more.
Or the responsibilities in your life aren't high enough that... You have to. You've got a fallback. You've got a roof over your head or food or whatever.
What was that crazy statistic where like people were, there was a large amount of the actual, it's 100%, or the pool will say, they were like happy to stay at the job that they currently had regardless of whether they hated it or not because they didn't want to have to go through the process of finding a new job.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
The uncomfortable conversation and stuff. Did you find a temp?
Is it Daniel Sloss?
That's it.
Daniel Sloss. He's
broken up thousands of people.
Yeah, I've seen Daniel live, and
that's what I was going to bring up.
Yeah.
So when I was like, this is going to get even.
No, I watched the thing. Like, we're still good.
Yeah, I watched it with Amy too.
Yeah,
like,
I feel like you know what I feel.
So
like
we need to fill people in.
Yeah,
what
cool.
The actual line is. So he does a whole section of one of his stand up. bits that is, it like goes dark. It's like not comedy at all anymore, but it is a little bit because everyone's kind of like
storytelling.
Oh Jesus, been there. Which is basically people will stay in a relationship that they hate so much so that they'll even openly, not openly, wish that their partner would die because it's easier.
Oh man, that makes me feel so uncomfortable for others.
It would be easier for them to deal with the death than it would be to deal
conversation.
With the breakup.
Yeah. And that's when all of those numbers come out, like everyone, so
the fact that that went so viral.
Well, that was like what, 10 years ago? A little bit, less?
I was living in Essendon, so...
Seven? Yeah. Because I remember, like, everyone's like, oh, you got to watch this. Like, this, you know, everyone watches this and, like, you know, everyone, like, breaks up and leaves their partner or whatever. So I was like, hang on a minute. What the fuck is going on here? But it's like, all it is the pressure test of your mindset towards your relationship with your partner.
Yeah.
It's like, he's just like, if you have any inkling of, like, your relationship has an expiry date, he just exposed it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, people are like writing to him going, oh, you know, I was engaged and I was this and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And like, I'm, you know, I'm single now and whatever. It's like, that's a different scenario to like, this guy's, you know, made all these people separate and stuff. He's just, you know, given you the, made you see the light that you just probably weren't going to see on your own. You know what I mean?
One of my clients watched it at the time. Engaged, shit relationship, hated a job, overweight, just that stereotype box that you would think of, ticked all of it. Now, I caught up with her maybe 12 months ago, 6 months ago, landed a train driving job.
Yep.
So, moved from like chef hours, now it's train driving. So, it's like 250K or some bullshit
it's
like
a lot.
That. Killing it. Met a new guy, they're super happy, traveling the world. She lost like 20 kilos, got super fit. Now she just like trains for fun. Like, just like that.
What if she never watched that video?
Was like, yeah, a little bit of a turning point to be like, boom, let's go.
Yeah, it's nuts.
But yeah, obviously in a fitness context, because we actually need to talk about that today too.
Sure.
Just like I wonder how many people are in positions where it's like, oh, I'm making $1,000 a week. It's all right. And that stops them from making two.
Oh, yeah.
And three and four.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm doing okay. There's not enough fire underneath. There's not enough fear.
There's heaps of people, especially if you've got a dual income household.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I could easily make less. Because Steph makes
more.
Enough.
Yeah.
I could easily just, and I joke to her all the time. Every time she gets a pay rise or something, I'm like, oh, I could just drop a couple of clients, you know?
Really? Sugar mama life.
But it's not enough. Like, that's not the driver, like, for us. But yeah.
Yeah.
But it is.
Yeah, I think when you're internally motivated and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It might be different, but also there's behavior changes. So, like, and we'll probably announce it a month after this comes out. The deal that we've just made, I don't know if we send that without me knowing there's a kid on the way. I like to think it would.
Look.
But it's like...
So that's contributed to...
I've selfishly been waiting for this moment.
Yeah.
Because I know that we were going to go to another level because he was going to. Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Jess.
Yeah. I say that with a bit of jokingness, but a little bit of seriousness as well, because I was like, for you, it's that motivation, right? It's that, like, we got to go.
Yeah.
And for me, I've got a longer timeline. So, like, oh, fuck, it's so hard to, like, mention, like, what it is.
Yeah, you know?
But it's like, for me, I got a longer timeline. Our situation, my personal situation is pretty good. And so that changes.
Yeah.
When you press the NOS button.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, it changes it, right? Your situation is different. So, to speed up my timeline, your timeline's been sped up.
Yeah. So, Jace was praying every menstrual cycle his way, like, please be pregnant, please be pregnant.
Definitely not. But I knew that when that came around,
It would.
It would be the motivator of our business because you're the managing director. Your major role within the business and the thing that you're the best at is where are we going and how long is it going to take to get there and what are we going to do this and who's the best person for the role and stuff. Like, that's a hands down the strength that you have within the business, and I don't think I'd be able to do it in half of the capacity that you do it. So now that your situation's changed and things have sped up, I'm on board because I have those same ideas, values, whatever. It's just that ability to go.
Yeah.
It's like that had to come from somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because of that motivation, it's the same. Like,
yeah.
Like, things are good at home. Everything's financially fine. Got heaps of clients. We're still making progress and we're still moving towards the goals.
Yeah.
But we could move there faster.
Yeah. See, yeah. I think it was a lifestyle
Jace
thing.
Jace wasn't like praying for it, but he was just like, yes, finally.
Just
knew that when it happened, it would happen.
It wasn't finally. Yeah. Like, it's just like, I know the urgency's there.
Yeah.
And I have the urgency, but not that much.
Yeah.
So I was like, so now I'm like, even the conversations we've had in the last 4 to 6 weeks have been like, kind of like the same, like the same, on the same page.
Yeah.
It's like, we got to, because I'm like 2 years older than you as well.
Yeah.
So I feel like the older you get, like, you kind of start to think about what's next. Yeah. And, you know, I'm not saying I have an expiry date on my career and fitness or anything, but I kind of feel like I should be moving along and stuff.
Yeah.
And I know that to get you kind of there as well, the family thing was going to be one of those contributors.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying, like, selfishly I just sat there like,
nah,
you guys are going to have a baby and I can't wait. But it's just like, I knew there was going to be a situation where you were like, I have to make this happen extra.
Yeah.
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 You know, 100%. Like, extra. Not because we're making it happen, but it's like that extra level.
Yeah. And for me, it was actually less about having more and more about getting more for what we were doing.
Yeah. Mm.
That was like the whole, it's like, I can't keep doing this for another 5 years.
That's been our thing this whole time though, I guess.
Yeah, but it just like that dial turned up.
Yeah.
It was just like, I can't. The way my week looks now for what comes of it is unacceptable 5 years from now.
Yeah, and that's so.
What's the pathway? And then that five years from now turns into, I want this now.
Yeah, I understand. And that's the box that you can look out of. Because I, like, it's hard for me to look out of a box like that. Because in 5 years' time, like, I don't care if Steph and I work all the time and just do, you know what I mean? Like, we have, because my life's different.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that, like, I don't want what I want.
Agreed.
It's hard to, like, kind of articulate, I guess. But, like,
yeah,
I guess it's one of the benefits of, like, having a team and having someone,
having
the best person in each position. It's like, vision, operations, and then I am the in-between of it. It's like, how's it going to come out? How's it going
to
look?
I called you the executioner.
Mm.
Yeah. When I spoke to the guys. And I just like pictured you in this black outfit. But it's like,
that's really leaning on like fucking the stereotype there, bro. Fucking hell. But I know what you mean. It's like, you're like, we're going to go here. And then I'm like, yo, this is what it's going to look like. This is how it's going to work. This is, you know, who's going to do this and that and whatever.
Yeah.
So I understand that totally. Yeah.
And it's like, the team thing's so interesting. It's so interesting because it's like, sometimes I look at Soul Traders and I'm like, fuck, they're doing pretty good and there's only one of them.
Yeah.
It's like, I think we're all honest enough to like say we've had that thought before.
100%.
But then you look at what you'd have to take on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think at some point, The ceiling's still there as a sole trader, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I think the skill sets we come in with now are like,
yeah, the ceiling is much higher.
It's more than just the income.
Yeah, for sure. And then that's it. Like, even pure logic business wise, it's like there's a ceiling. The ceiling's breakable with a team because you got more skill sets spread across. How you build your team and who you build it with is obviously really, really important as well.
Yeah.
Making sure you've got complementary skill sets, not just bringing the same person.
Yeah. Jinx.
Fuck, I'll just shut up the rest of the podcast. But then on the other side of it, like, all of us, I think, have relationships in our top 10 core values.
Mm.
So it's like, doing this, I wouldn't do this if it wasn't
Yeah, it's
because of the people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and the impact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's, yeah, you can have a much bigger impact if you have more people. Like, I could sit at home in my office and work 40 hours a week and do that.
100%.
And be successful, but it's like,
yeah, it's way
this
more.
This is more fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's so much more fulfilling when you speak to someone you've worked with who's worked with someone else. You know, the, it's like,
yeah,
the great grandchildren kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's like that you've affected other people and you're like, oh, like that wouldn't have happened if we were all just like doing our own thing.
Yeah.
Like our reach and influence.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be there.
Yeah, so I think the complementary skills of two people, really. One, incredibly detail-orientated.
Yeah.
In Dad and Tam also. Like, you're just like design brain. We don't have it. I sent Tam, I fucking redid our landing page for the scorecard. I'm like, bro, I'm going to headbutt my computer. I tried like 8 different backgrounds.
Yeah.
And I was like trying to fade them and transparency and fucking with contrast and shit. And I couldn't get it to work.
Mm.
I'm like, I'm a headbutt my computer. I just made it a black background. I'm like, you fix it.
Yeah.
I went back to like section and there's different spots for different parts of the copy. And it's taken what was like, here, do the scorecard to like, this is what the scorecard can do for you. And I was like, that's why I send things to you.
That's why you do.
And next time, I won't waste half an hour on it.
It's
I'll just send it to you.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
I'll write the copy, you fix. But yeah, even like the last couple of days, like the putting together yesterday's intensive, the last 2 days, like me being able to just be like, cool, there's development that must happen and there's execution that must happen.
Yeah.
And then it feels like every 2 hours at the moment, it's just like, Jace is like, hey, this is done. Hey, this is done.
If I wasn't having a big weekend this weekend, it'd be more laid out.
Yeah, yeah. But your skill set is thinking like that.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave this till the Friday before.
Yeah.
I don't want to be fixing slides next Wednesday night when I'm tired and blah, blah, blah.
No,
so
no
it's
way.
Like, bang, 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 bang. This all has to be done and in a row. And Jess is similar. Like,
yeah.
Like, I'm like, we've got obviously the next event. So we've got Sydney and Melbourne.
Yeah.
She's like, I've just named it this because the event needs to be fucking made and you haven't given me a name. And in my head, I'm like, I don't care about this until the workshop's done. Like,
yeah.
But she's like, no, this needs to be sorted out and 100%. Ready. I'm like, you're correct. But my brain still won't do it.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's up, guys? Another quick break. I just wanted to jump in and remind you guys about the STC Fit Learning Mentorship. Now, our mentorship's been running since about 2016, where we've developed trainers through their first year of business in personal training and allowed them to leapfrog the first 5 years of mistakes that we made. If you're currently studying, looking to finish in the next month or so, or you're looking for someone to help you out with mentoring and all that kind of stuff, jump on. Have a look at the details for the mentorship at stcfitlearning.com. Head to programs and mentorship and all the details are there. And you can come and be an STC Fit coach for an entire year. It includes all of our education and direct mentoring from our head coaches. Back to the episode.
Do you reckon it'll be easier once we do the first one?
The first
workshop, the intensive, like once we do, do you reckon like managing all the stuff?
At this scale? Honestly, it hasn't been that hard.
Yeah, I think
the other stuff is way harder.
It's probably everything's kind of coming to a world.
Yeah. Events just come with a huge amount of anxiety.
Yeah.
Because what if no one comes?
Mm.
And that's it. What if no one comes?
True.
And so the story behind this, and I've planned on putting it on socials after this, is we actually had another team approach us and say, hey, we want to run, it was originally going to be like an Aussie symposium, which we'd talked about for years. Like when our plan was open, the gym we had set up pre-lockdown was going to be built to run events.
Yeah.
Let's get...
with plenty of space.
Yeah. Let's get every coach we possibly, that we like and respect and want to talk and blah, blah, blah about, and put them all in one room for a weekend and just have like this Aussie event and then we get to speak as well. That'd be our reward. So like, fuck it. All right, let's do it. And then once you started to realize what was actually involved, and then I think the boys had a few conversations with some people they had on the list and they were sort of like, I don't know if that really hits what we were looking for. And for whatever reason, they were just like, we're going to go in a different direction.
Yeah.
Let's call it. We obviously hadn't talked about it publicly or anything, so it was easy to walk away. But we'd paid the deposit. We'd paid 50% for the room.
Mm.
And it was like, it's a pretty expensive room. Should we do it? And we're like, fuck it.
Yeah, let's do it.
And then someone messed up the date and realized that it was due 3 weeks, in 3 weeks' time. So thankfully, they've rescheduled the date.
The most STC thing ever.
Fuck me. We were staying. What were we?
We were away, yeah?
I was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think we were 8 floors up, and that balcony was like, I might just not deal with this.
I looked at that calendar so many times. I'm like, this just does not make any fucking sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so we moved it. And even as of now, like we're still 2 weeks away, we've ticked every possible box we could want to.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we actually had someone in standout yesterday say like they're scared of running events. You just gotta fucking do it.
Yeah. Yeah, you've got to run them with the idea that no one's going to come.
Because
then if people do, it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's, yeah, so we'll have a year's worth of content after this.
Yeah, that's the best mindset to have, too.
Mm. Yeah, because then it doesn't matter.
Correct.
And then if you only have 3 people, but that's your mindset, you still deliver a fucking wicked show.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think going into a workshop thinking that you're going to kind of sell it out and stuff is probably a bit unrealistic for most.
Mm.
Not everyone, of course.
Yeah.
And depending on where you are, if you're running it out of your gym and stuff, you might be a bit more fortunate. But either way, it's like if you can show up and do and repurpose the content, even just practice for when there is a room full of more people, it's like all of those things will serve you in the future.
Yeah.
Just kind of, you know, spirals on.
Yeah.
Like I can't even remember how many people our first one was, but it wouldn't have been a lot.
Yeah. I don't remember the first public one.
I think because we did a lot of ones in our gym.
Yeah.
I reckon that's the best place to start if you are a face-to-face coach. It's like just present to your clients in the gym and then start inviting their friends and then, you know, open up to the public and then next thing you know, you probably got 30, 40 people coming to your gym.
Yeah, I did one when I first got to Windy Hill and I think I had 8.
Yeah.
And that was like hard.
So yeah.
It's not a lot of people.
Tough crowd.
Yeah. Yeah, and they didn't know who I was.
Yeah, so it's hard
challenging.
Too.
But yeah, I'm trying to think of what the worst one we've ever done is. They've all sort of turned out okay.
Yeah.
Don't think there's been a bad one.
A couple of ALPT ones that were terrible.
Yeah, but they weren't.
No, but they weren't
our fault.
No, no, that's. Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I can't think of one where we had no one turn up.
Oh no! Nah. Like, there's always
like
been...
walked into a room and gone, oh no.
Yeah, no. Nah. I don't think so either.
Mm. So just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Build small. Focus on repurposing content. And getting good at the thing.
Yeah.
Because we did so much of it, even with the mentorship early. Like, we presented once a month.
Yeah.
On a topic in front of a room of 10 people that were our people and just presented and presented and presented. And now we present twice a week in standout.
Correct.
And then we podcast.
Yeah.
So, it's like, yeah.
It's practice.
It's 3 to 6 hours a week that we're delivering content.
Mm.
Yeah. And then writing. The other thing that came out of the workshop yesterday was just like a lot of people weren't confident in what they were going to deliver.
Yeah.
And it was just like the same with the workshop thing. It's like write down stuff.
Yeah.
Write a blog. It doesn't matter if no one reads blogs anymore.
Mm.
Write your thoughts down.
Yeah, you get to figure it out. Yeah.
Yeah. And even we were talking about like social media content creation and stuff. Like I don't want to be that guy. That's like, don't fucking use AI, bro. Be old school.
Yeah.
But I think it's so important to be able to write for yourself. And you can turn the dial up with AI and check it and stuff. Yeah, but I think you need to be able to, when it's content, it's understanding your client. When it's process, it's understanding your methods.
Yeah.
And we talk about like Hormozy's like stack of proof thing. Every little bit that you do like that is a stack of proof.
Yeah.
Every time you sit back and go, that's really good.
Yeah.
That's a stack of proof. And if ChatGPT writes it for you, you don't get that.
Yeah.
And if you do that for a year, you've missed out on a year's worth of proof.
Yeah. Yeah. I think when you're trying to understand things, there's no point putting it into AI to get it to talk about whatever it is, because you totally missed the boat on why you were going to learn and write about it in the first place.
Yeah.
You asked, like, you know, how do I use it now? It's kind of like, because I already know what I'm going to talk about. So I put, like, the key points in it. So I'm basically writing most of it myself anyway.
Yeah.
And it's kind of just blending it together in a way that probably isn't perfect, but it's better than I would do all the time it would take me to blend it together. Just wouldn't be worth it.
Yeah.
So I think that instance, it's really good. But it's like, if you've never talked about a concept before and you're going to start to use AI to lean on that, that's where the problem lies.
Yeah. 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 And I think the thing that personal trainers miss the most, and obviously yesterday, the weekend's intensive has been about that. And that's what we try and... One of the biggest take homes for standout too is like actually just understanding the client.
Yeah.
Because that's what your whole business is based on. Like, yeah, I was telling the story, like I wrote, we call it a value compass, and it's just like your business on a page. You can call it maybe like your position in the market as well. Like, what do you actually do? What problems do you solve? What do you serve? Who do you serve? Like, all of that's really laid out in this one thing. And we talk about writing down 100 pain points of your clients. Mm. So I had my allergic to the office day. Some days I'm just like, I just can't go to my computer.
Yeah.
It's like, I just, and I'll get my laptop and work from the couch, or like went to a cafe or whatever. I was in the cafe for like an hour and a half, and I just wrote as many pain points as I could come up with, because it was not my client. I was writing it for someone else. So I had to like sit down and be like, okay, so what is this person worried about? The person that goes to this service, what are they worried about? What are they thinking about every day? What struggles do they have? What are they going to be waking up thinking about? What experiences have they had that left sour taste in their mouth? And what are they going to be conscious of next time? And if they've been in the gym for 2 years, what does that mean? Is it useful to talk to someone who's not been to the gym? Like all of those types of things. Like telling someone who's been training for 2 years to not use this bar, the squat bar pad's useless.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So going through that process, I then sat down to the, what a lot of people are terrified of when we show them the value compass. They're like, oh my God, it's so overwhelming, because they don't know their client yet.
Yeah.
The value compass took 5 minutes, because it was just like, here's the, now the person's here.
Yeah.
It's like, I've just built it in my head. And okay, now, like, these are the core problems. This is how we solve them. Do we solve every problem they have? Yes, the business is good. It's valid. It has a position in the market. Let's go.
Yeah.
That's a big rant.
That's pretty good, though.
The coffee's hit. So, yeah, I think the take-home is don't skip the writing.
Yeah.
Because you could quite easily, like, you hear me say or us say, like, go write down 100 pain points of your clients and go, like... What do people worry about for fat loss?
Yeah.
In ChatGPT. Give me 100. And you'll have 100 and you'll be no better off than when you started.
Yeah.
So even like the people that I wrote it for, I was like, you need to go add at least 50. Like go spend an hour on this. You have to. Taking my list is not enough.
No. Because
I just built the list for my own mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's important. How long, Tam?
An hour.
Okay, sick. I think I have one more.
Sure.
I don't. That's it.
Cool.
Done. Wrap it up.
We gotta go. They didn't blow my socks off too much, so I'm happy about that.
We got a venue to go look at.
Oh, yeah, true.
It's exciting.
Yeah, so definitely.
The workshop that was yesterday, we're going to look at today.
Yeah, and we'll talk about it on the next podcast episode.
Yeah, so don't forget, Standout PT is open. Intake is rolling, so if you're interested in the Standout PT program, 26 weeks, learn personal development, so self, systems, service, skills, and sales. In 26 weeks, earn more, stress less, get better client results, enjoy your job a little bit more. It's always nice.
It's pretty good.
Actually, one thing I did want to talk about, how we made you stay for the ad, suckers, because you've looked at the timeline, like, fuck, there's still 5 minutes left. What are they going to talk about? I saw something during the week about learning to leverage your personality to create a business rather than like having systems and a website and blah, 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 blah.
Mm.
Focus on being able to express your personality to sell, be really good at sales, and then probably, I guess, be good at your job.
Yep.
I feel like, and then I was like, I wonder if that's true. At first, I was obviously triggered because I was like, that's fucking stupid. I was like, no, think about this. Think about it.
Yeah.
There is a market of people that that is suitable for.
Agreed.
And I think from my experience, every gym I've worked in, there's maybe, I was going to say two, but we'll go on percentages. 20 to 30% of personal trainers that would work for.
Mm. I agree.
That are naturally charismatic, yeah. Good looking, can draw people into them, extroverted personality,
mm.
are interested in, I don't say like trying to get famous, but really that's what you're trying to do, right? I've heard James Smith say like, I'm still a firm believer that fame is the number one marketing strategy.
Mm.
And that's why he is where he is in terms of content. So 100% agree with that. But I think there's 70 to 80% of trainers in gyms that doesn't work for.
Yeah, I agree.
Hmm.
It's like people get results without a program, people get results with one.
It's yeah.
Like there's only a certain amount of people that can just go to the gym every day and just work out and look amazing.
Yeah. And I think those 80% would want to pursue and improve in their presentation and their charisma and their messaging and being themselves and communicating all of that and like work towards that being...
You still have to work on the other stuff at some point though, right?
But... Yeah, just as much maybe as the attractive. When I say attractive, I don't just mean like they're good looking, right? It's like we know people that they draw you in.
Yeah, they got good energy.
Yeah, like I don't like Jordan Shallow because I think he's hot. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But he's a fucking magnetic human.
Yeah.
Like when he speaks, a room will stop.
Yep.
So if you have that, fucking 100% lean in and become a personal brand. Same as James Smith, like... Be that.
Yep.
Leverage that. But Jordan Chello makes, I don't want to say all of, because he also trains incredibly high level athletes now. But like I would imagine the Prescript's doing pretty fucking good.
Yep.
And Prescript's based off sound business models.
Yep.
And if you look at a lot of those big names that are doing really well, James Smith has his academy, whatever it's called. Yep. Hattie is another one.
Yeah.
Super magnetic human. Has a really clear business attached. So I think the people in each camp probably want to move towards...
The middle.
Yeah. They each need to focus on the other one because what comes naturally to you.
Mm.
Leverage it, but make sure you have the rest
inside
it as well.
100%.
Hmm. That was just a thought.
It's pretty valid.
Cool. All right. Yeah. Come do a standout.
See you guys.
The business scorecard's on the website. If you want to go check that out, it's free. You get a 10-page review, a 10-page resource guide to direct you based on your answers in the scorecard as well. Peace.
All right. See you next time.